Om Shanti. Good morning. Through the summer we have different bank holidays, and it's good because it gives us a chance for a little tiny bit of extra yoga. And so normally Mondays we have some meditation extra, but today especially. And when the family comes together to meditate, it's a more powerful experience than sitting in a corner at home and meditating on your own. Who feels that? I think we all do, whether you're raising your hand or not. It's a reality. Vibrations multiply. And so today, again, this evening, there'll be a special bhati so that we can come together and have powerful yoga from 7 to 8 p.m. And I'm just aware that in the few days since I went to Oxford, we've already had two powerful souls leave the body. So the story of suddenly is a reality. Suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. On the one hand, with an aging Brahmin population, we know that it's inevitable. But of course, when it actually happens, then again, it's an opportunity for extra yoga, to share yoga vibrations with the soul that's left, but also yoga vibrations for the family that remains left behind. So I'm sure you've heard Fee's mother Angie left, but Angie's story is a beautiful one, and I don't intend to go into the detail, but taking Gyan in Kenya, then coming to settle in London, and then flying to Baba, well, Worthing actually, she settled in Worthing. And another soul who was one of the early jewels of Miami, Geeta Ben. And Geeta Ben then went to Washington to be with Jenna, her Lokik daughter, and flew away yesterday. So I think we all recognize the need just to have extra, extra, extra yoga. Is that right? Harry, I think I was in London at that time, so I shared it here. But Harry also in Loughborough. And if you think about why Baba loves each Brahmin soul so much, each one has played an incredible role in the establishment of the Yajna in terms of service, wherever it is they've been. Whether it's Angie being the one of the few Westerners in the class in Nairobi, and really being an instrument in a very powerful, beautiful way. Geeta coming to Baba in Miami and Washington. Harry doing so much incognito service that sustained all of you. Do you know how Harry sustained all of you? Who knows? Thousands and thousands of biscuits. First it was just normal biscuits, then it was gluten-free, then it was dairy-free. But thousands of biscuits prepared by Harry. Cakes, amazing cakes for the dadis. So all of these are part of the support system of the Yajna that we don't always know about. So yoga is the way in which the world gets connected. The way in which it's not just my connection with Baba, but also my connection with my own highest self. And today is also the anniversary of Ishu Dadi. How many of you knew Ishu Dadi well? Wow, a good number. Out of the Dadis, she was actually on the one side very visible, but on the other side, totally incognito, because her her role was secretary to Brahma Baba, and when she went away on service, she missed Brahma Baba so much that she got sick. And the students wrote to Baba saying, "Baba, please call her back to Madhuban. She can't survive here." So she came back to Madhuban, and she was the one stable person in Madhuban. Everybody else coming and going, but she was there all the time. She was not just Baba's private secretary, totally private. She was the one who received the letters and read them to Baba. But she was also the one who was the treasurer of the yagya, totally confidential and totally altruistic. There was no motive that she had for herself on any level. And so the trust that everybody had in her right until the end was incredible. She saw the yagya go from a few paisa in Baba's Pandara to the turnover of the yagya, which you can imagine now is huge. So right from the very early days in Pandavapavan, in that little cottage which is where Baba's room is, to Shantivan and the huge expansion of the yagya. And if you wrote a letter to Ishidadi, you knew that it would be relayed accurately to Brahma Baba, but also you knew that whatever Brahma Baba wanted to say, she would take that absolutely as it's meant. No addition, no subtraction. Baba's pure words. And of course, sometimes Baba would himself write, but very often it would be, Ishu, tell them this, tell them that, tell them the other. But and then Baba would write. Very few people could read his writing. Many of you have seen Baba's writing, right? It was a big scroll, dots and dashes, which is anyway with the Sindhi languages. But Baba's was, within a few words, Baba would have covered the little notebook. And she was then the one who would, in impeccable, beautiful blue ink, write between Baba's words, whether it was in Sindhi. Even the Sindhi Wallahs couldn't read Baba's Sindhi, so she would sometimes write that again in Sindhi, or she would write it in Hindi. And so, a very amazing role. But she never ever took a class until just a few years before Dadi left. Dadi insisted on having her accompany her to all the different places she was going in Madhuban. She'd go here, she'd go there, to that department, and she'd pull Ishudadi with her. And then she'd absolutely persuade her to say something, because she was so shy, she didn't want to speak. But many sweet memories of Ishudadi. And she was the one who was on guard duty in the afternoon. She didn't go to sleep in the afternoon. She would be there watching what's going on in the yagya. And you knew if Ishidadi was sitting there, nothing was a secret. She would see everything, know everything, and would put it right if it needed to be sorted out. But also, I only remembered that there was a major, major historical moment on the 5th of May when I started getting WhatsApp messages. And that was the transition from Karachi to Abu. And incredible. I hadn't meant to be telling you all these things, but it's emerging. But it's incredible how God is totally in charge of the yagya. Anyone have a question about it? Anyone? It's a reality. When the families from whom the sisters, the dadis, had come and surrendered, when they moved to India, and that would have been 1947, they kept writing and telling the dadis please tell Baba to come to India. It's not safe to be there anymore. But they were totally safe and protected through the whole partition war, plus after. And Baba's response was, when Shiv Baba tells us to move, we will move. Until Shiv Baba tells us, we're going to be here. Which was now historically, you know how perfect that decision was. If 350 people had tried to leave Karachi together as a community, there was slaughter going on both sides, rivers of blood, literally. How many of them would have been able to manage it? So Baba just said to them, stay where you are, continue with your yoga, and when it's time, Baba will tell you. 1950, and they move, and what happens after that? There's a military dictatorship in Pakistan. They would not have been able to do anything in terms of service. Zero. And they moved to India. And yes, there was a challenge, huge challenges for all of them. You know the stories. But then, the service blossoming. And from the tiny seed to the million plus, 5,000 plus centers. I was with the accounts team very often this time in Madhuban, and they had an interesting comment to make. They said that there isn't another organization that has to submit accounts for 5,000 plus units and amalgamate it all and then present it to the government. Whether it's a corporation or whether it's a spiritual organization. So just imagine 5,000 plus accounts of each one of the different centers, then bringing it together and then submission. Can you believe it? And can you believe how the whole system operates? Who keeps their personal accounts? I'm sure some of you do. I'm sure most of you do. Early days when Daddy came to London and she would have, her intention was to really, Baba said, create a model of Madhuban. And her total intention was that. And of course Madhuban is not just the buildings, but the atmosphere, the commitment, the loyalty, the faith, all of this, that is Madhuban. And so sitting in Tennyson Road, and then later on in Baba Bhavan, that total commitment to create a model of Madhuban meant creating strong Brahmins. And the people who were coming from 1971 to 1974, Bharatvasis, and most of them who'd taken Gyan in Bharat, a few who took Gyan outside Bharat, in London in particular, but a few. Shashi Ben was there in the early days, remembering those days, and the amount of time and attention that the Ratan Muini gave to Shashi Ben and the little group at that time was incredible. Slough is the other place. Ilford, it was just still only Manju Ben and Satish Pai and the family. But Slough had a little community. And then when Westerners would come, but they would leave. And then it was only when Daddy Janki came that the first Westerners became Brahmins. And not only were they Brahmins, they became instruments for world service. History, you know it. But why I mention her this moment is because she would sit with every individual, Bharatvasi and Westerners, and she would say to them, do you want to be a powerful yogi? Do you want to be a good yogi? And if they said, well, we're thinking about it, she just talked to them on that level. But if they said yes, they really had that aim and intention, she would then go further and ask them, okay, how are you spending your time, your money, your energy? And she would go through their timetable with them. Yesterday's Murali. And it wasn't just for Kumars, it was for everyone. How am I spending my time, my money, my energy? Is it for me? Is it for my family? Or is there something else I need to be thinking about now? But you can do all of that only when you actually know where your money is going and what you're doing with the money that you have. And most times, Westerners at least, Bharatvasis, not to the same extent, but Westerners would say, Daddy, I don't know where my money goes. And she'd say, okay, keep track of it. Then she'd say, do you know how much savings you have? And they'd say, well, not really. And you'd say, well, keep track of it. And certainly the ones who were single, they would take Daddy's time, and she was very happy to give time. It was a little family. And so she'd give them time. And she'd go through their chart with them, their financial accounts, but also their timetable. What are you doing, when you're doing, how you're doing, all of that. And so somebody says that she was the Brahma Baba of the West, which is true. Because Brahma Baba did that with individuals. Take them through their whole timetable, their chart of what's going on, what's happening. And then here was Daddy. And of course, her connection with Brahma Baba was a very deep one. Because when she came to Baba, she had the thought, whatever service role I'm given, I want it to be one in which I have interaction with Brahma Baba. And Rama, she became the nurse, so she had to report to Baba morning and evening, and sometimes during the day also. Totally personal. And Baba would explain to her the karmic philosophy behind whatever was the illness that people were going through. And in that space of time of 11 years, she was nurse for the Yajna for 11 years, not from the beginning, but a few years after she'd come. So through that, the amount of personal mentoring she had from Rama Baba about karma philosophy, you can imagine. And so now reading the Murali yesterday, Baba's question, what are you doing with your mind, body and wealth? What are you doing with your thoughts, your time and your energy? Baba is using the word breath, but pran, I'm translating it as energy, the life force. So what am I using it for? And if I'm truly honest with myself, I'll be able to see how much is for Baba and for service, and how much is just for me. And maybe it might give you a surprise to note it down. Today, holiday, holy day. And so it's not just a holiday, but it's a holy day. And so spend time just using yesterday's Murali as the checkpoint, and you'll see where is it that Srimad comes and where is it that Manmat comes. Firstly, it's Manmat that comes. I want. And that's coming from my sanskars, of course. I want. Not that I need, but I want. And of course, once the wants begin, then you always find somebody who tells you, ah yes, that's a good idea, why not, why not? But also, you're then open to other influences that might come in from here and there. Sakar Muralis have been quite strong about Srimat, but also Sangh company. So what is the influence of company on me? To what extent is that happening? And to what extent is it still, I know I'm right, I think it should be like this, my experience tells me it must be this. Valid? Maybe the question should be, what does Baba tell me? So my manmat, is it valid? Where has it taken me? Where did my mind take me for thousands of years? Did it take me to God? Did it take me to a better me? Or did it take me all the way down? So my sanskars and my mind and my ideas and my thinking isn't valid in Sangam Yuga. It has to be not what you say or you say, but what does Baba say? And Baba speaks very openly, very clearly. Why? Because Baba has one goal: to make all of us perfect and to take us home. And we can only enter the home when we are pure. If there's any other impurity, I cannot go home. So Baba's comment the other day, whether you like it or you don't, even if it's by force, I'm going to take you home. When a house is to be demolished, it's an act of mercy to tell people, leave your home. It's going to be demolished. If you let them stay there and the demolishment begins at that time, it's crazy. It's not good. And so Baba's been telling us a long time, but now it really feels. It's now. It's not much, much longer. Do you feel that? Not just the sudden events in the Brahmin family, but also generally in the state of the world. And so we had a very interesting call of time dialogue in Oxford. And every year, May, Daddy used to leave Bharat and come all the way to London, Oxford, especially for this. And at one point, Ramesh Bhai asked her, Daddy, how many people come to the dialogue? And she told him, the space we have to sit in a circle comfortably, the organizing team plus maybe 25-30. And he said to her, you're leaving thousands in India to go for 25-30 people in London? And Dadi would reply, each one of those 25-30 is one who serves 100,000. And he'd become quiet. But that has been the caliber of the people in Call of Time. And this time, it was just the European region, and it literally was that. Souls with a very wide sphere of influence, and souls who already are using values in their lives. And within the space of maybe, they arrived afternoon on Thursday, we started in the evening Thursday. By Friday morning, the atmosphere that Baba had created was so powerful that they just opened up. They were sharing their stories of sometimes sweetness, sometimes not so sweet, but they were very, very open, immediately sharing. And then a question that one person asks is, what is spirituality? You can imagine that sparked a very rich discussion within the whole group. And so it was very powerful. One of the main themes that was there was, in a troubled world, how can we serve and still stay untroubled ourselves? And the woman who had first spoken about this, she used this expression, "I am troubled. I see what's going on and I can't take injustice. I am troubled." By the time she left, she was smiling. And everybody, there were a few other people, guests, who came just at lunchtime yesterday to meet some of the individuals who were part of the dialogue. And one of them commented, "I'm just seeing happy faces all around me." And it was the participants who were ready to leave. They had their trolley bags and they were about to go, and she was seeing all of them. So it just gives you an idea of how Baba's able to work magic in the space of just a very short time, bringing about a change of attitude, a change of heart, a change of vision, and an awareness of what each one needs to do. So many using the expression, we understand we have to change ourselves. We know that that's the way in which we can serve. So, very beautiful experience. And truly, Baba and the Dadis are with us. When Brahma Baba became avyakt, Baba stated, when Shiv Baba had come, that Baba needed to become avyakt so that service could take on a different phase. And of course, soon after that, it was world service that started. Prior to that, it wasn't. It was Bharat. And similarly with the Dadis, when the Dadis have become avyakt, nothing has stopped. Everything has flourished and spread further. And so, not only is it that God is in charge, definitely God is still in charge, but he now has a whole army in the advanced party, the angels who are helping in a very big way. Just imagine, physically Dadi wasn't there, and she was the founder of Call of Time. Her inspiration made it happen and supported it through that period of about 25 years. Sister Moini used to come every May. All of you know that. She wasn't there. Judy, who's been the main thinker and designer behind it, Gayatri Ben, none of them were there. So how did we become so successful? Baba's in charge. And the kitchen team, every single individual except one in the kitchen team was new. None of them had ever been at a Call of Time. I think Manisha was there last year to help us with the setting up, and she was there this time. And Kailash Bhai from Madhuban, he was there last year this time. But the rest of the team, the servery team, knew. Kitchen team knew. And Baba's in charge. Yes, we can't go to sleep and say, God's going to take care of it. We have to be on our toes, physically and mentally, and be present. But amazing. So, the little bit of service that still remains, it's going to happen with God's magic. And whoever still wants that opportunity to serve, Baba's offering that opportunity, the last period of Sangam Yuga. Sangam Yuga has always been an exciting time, but this last period is more exciting. You know, when there's a thriller film, and it's been decades since I saw one, but there's always a climax, and you build up to the climax, and it really feels as if it's a build up to the climax. Externally and service, and internally, think about it. But the main thing to think about Is it Srimat that is guiding me? Or is it still my mind? Or is it the influence of others?